Because this is the perfect place for guided imagery. She pointed at the flashing whirligig. You can't see the wind, but look what it can do. It's invisible but powerful, like thoughts. One brings a bunch of junk to life. The other brings desires to life. And it's better if you broadcast your thoughts outside. I did a visualization in this exact spot about acing an algebra test, and it worked. I'm sure it's because of the whirligig. It symbolizes all unseen forces. She stared at me. It's like electricity, an invisible power that people didn't know existed for centuries. If you learn to use thoughts, you can do all kinds of things. She flipped through the book. There are visualizations here to make you resistant to illness, to overcome stress, to build confidence. Let's hear it. Alexandra stamped down a circle of snow and sat. I did the same, leaning my back against hers. Seek out a comfortable, nurturing place. Feel the gentle air against your skin and your butt freezing to the ground. Perhaps you'll choose a quiet room or a peaceful corner of a garden. Breathe deeply. Feel yourself relax. Now, feel the inner strength within you. Imagine this strength is a mighty river. Or, for those with low confidence, a drip from a faucet. We're going to take a journey down this river. But remember, do not drink the water.